Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
October. Monsters rise from their graves and arrive from parts unknown. Decorated warriors do battle on sacred ground. And your guides to the never-ending resurrection of pro wrestling in Georgia? Johnny Danger and Jonathan Williams. And this is Georgia Wrestling Now.
Indeed it is. You know what I just realized just before we went on the air? It's coming up on, well, I may have actually missed, as a matter of fact, Dragula may have something to say about that a little later with Gay Pride this weekend. See, we don't even mean to sometimes, but I believe Larry Goodman's joining us already. Is that you, Larry?
That's very sweet, you guys. I think it's time for you to have an anniversary.
Thank you, Larry.
It's more of an anniversary for me and you, Larry, than it is for me and Johnny Danger, because he's only been officially involved for a few, I guess, a couple months.
Well, I'm not going to touch
like
that one.
Years.
Anyway, yes, I saw a lot of wrestling this weekend, but I also missed a lot of wrestling. I saw the zombie Big Boss Man, among many other zombies. I saw Nature Boy Paul Lee in a woo-off against the Chattanooga Wolfman. I saw many other things at Six Flags, but I did miss Sacred Ground, unfortunately, as well as various other shows, but you were both there, so, and I've read some reports. What do you guys have? I'm guessing that's why Larry Goodman's calling in, but maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
You know, you got me curious about the Paul Lee woo-off, though. I mean, I don't know, maybe that was the place to be, was to see that Paul Lee woo-off. But I really called in, you know, I gave my, you know, opinions and thoughts on it in my report from the outside in. I was really calling to hear from the inside out Johnny Danger's view on the show.
Hey, all right. Well, I will start by agreeing with your review and that most of the show was spectacular from what I saw. There were some down points, but, you know, that's going to happen. Like everybody probably is aware, the attendance was down a little this year, but we had a two-year build, the end of the Empire for last year. Last year's Sacred Ground was the end of a chapter. This year is more the beginning. For those that aren't aware, we did announce that PCW is going to expand as we go into the new year. I don't have the specifics on the locations and the time frame just yet, just that we are never leaving Porterdale. Those fans have been tremendous to us. And I look forward to seeing where we go from here. I was upstairs for a lot of the show. I did get to see the last half. The tag team season matches I saw were incredible. Big F and Deal and the Bullets, they never disappoint. And this could have been both teams' finest hours from what I saw. Supernatural and Chip Day, they left everything they had in the ring. Chip Day is our new PCW champion. And for those that aren't aware, we have a new PCW title. The Unified Championship is dead. Jeff G. Bailey is in possession of the Empire title. Stephen Platinum commissioned a new PCW title he wanted to present to the winner, and unfortunately the winner was Chip Day. So once again, we do have a new PCW champion. And something else I got to mention, unfortunately, is that Mason is done with PCW in Porterdale. For those that aren't aware, St. Patrick's Day last year, the very first match PCW ever had in the town of Porterdale was Johnny Danger versus Mason. And we've both come a long way since then. Unfortunately, Mason lost the last man standing match with Shane Marks. And per the stipulation, he's gone.
Coincidentally, Mason, if my memory serves me correctly, was a guest on the very first episode of Georgia Wrestling Now, too. So we're tying it all back together again.
How do you like that?
It's great. It's hard to imagine PCW without Mason. I wish him the best in the future, and I'd like to see him again someday.
And just to expand on what Johnny Danger said about expansion, the what is known is that the shows, there will be at least two shows at the Actors Express in Atlanta. Dates I don't have, and I don't believe they've been released, but that was said publicly at the show. So they look for some shows in Atlanta. PCW coming back to Atlanta. Well, I guess they were in Avondale States, but I consider that Atlanta, to Actors Express.
And that's great, because I'm sure a lot of our fans, you know, they can't always get out to Porterdale, and that'll be a great opportunity to see the action they've been missing up in that side of town.
Absolutely. Well, that's all good news. Did you go to any other shows this weekend, Larry? I know there were a few others.
I did not. That was plenty for me, I'll tell you. I mean, that was, no, really, I mean, as I wrote in the report, I mean, looking back on it, there was so much shit that happened on that show. I mean, 4 hours, and it never really, well, I mean, there were a couple of bad matches, but overall, the action level was incredible, and that tag team season stuff, as Johnny Danger said, you know, really outstanding, just truly outstanding.
And I'm just sad that I was upstairs and I missed the match with Adam Pearce in it.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful stuff from Adam Pearce. Wonderful stuff from everybody involved in that match. It could not have come off better.
And I think it's wonderful that Quasi Mandisco got dropped on his head.
He sure did. Yeah, he took the pile driver from Adam Pearce, took it like a champ. It was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we're all happy to hear about that.
You know, you still, I have to say, though, Johnny Danger, you still looked rather frightened out there. I mean, you were trying to explain that you were no longer scared, but you still looked pretty scared. Did I have that wrong?
You didn't hear it wrong, Larry, but if you've got a Tyrannosaurus like Siler Cross coming down at you, and you know that one good shot to your head is going to put you out of action, maybe out of this life for good. You know, it took everything I had not to run upstairs, and I think in my own way I faced off with Siler Cross, and if I was physically cleared to do so in the confines of the ring, you better believe I would have stayed in there. But I wasn't going to jeopardize my health. And, you know, Stephen Platinum was there, and you don't cross the boss. He's told me to stay out of the action, and unfortunately that's what I got to do. So instead, tell him what I did, Larry. You were there.
Well, I mean, you know, you brought out your guy, Marco Polo, and you sang with Stephen Platinum a duet of Marco Polo's entrance music. I mean, this was something not to be missed. Stephen Platinum and Johnny Danger teaming up on Marco Polo's entrance music. But I don't blame you in the least for not wanting to mess around with that guy, Siler Cross. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, look at the phenomenal shape that Marco Polo is in. No injuries to speak of there, and he came up way short in that stretcher match.
He sure did.
We've got a caller, and I don't think it's our first guest, but we'll find out shortly. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
This is Moose.
Oh, Moose, you're scheduled for later. Did you want to go ahead and talk to us now?
Yeah, because I actually have a couple of things I'm doing.
Okay, well, this is Moose Ojinaka, former Atlanta Falcon, now pro wrestler. And you've had a lot going on lately, but I know this Thursday you've got a big show, the debut of Pro Wrestling Live at Wild Bill's, where you take on Murder One in the main event.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. Will this be the first time you've taken on Murder One?
Yes, this will be my first match against him, and hopefully we could put on a show for the fans, whoever shows up. And we could get this Pro Wrestling Live show going.
Tell us a little bit about the show. The only wrestling I've seen at Wild Bill's has been midget wrestling. I know they have MMA there on a regular basis. How did this come about?
I actually talked to Shane, the booker, about it about 2 months ago. I haven't really heard much about it. I've seen the flyer a couple of times on Facebook. It's going to be 6 huge matches. I think Pandora is wrestling Nina Monet for the women's title, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a couple of other good matches that guys would love to see. All they have to do is look at my Facebook, and I think I have the flyer posted. So I mean, I think it's gonna be a good night. I mean, and the main event is myself and Murder One. I haven't seen him work in a while, but I guess I have to watch some film on him to see what I'm putting myself against and the game plans to take him down, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a couple of guests on in the past few months that have faced you at the Labor Day event, as well as I believe the Fireman's event. And I would imagine even for someone like Murder One, getting in the ring with someone your size and with your athletic background is a daunting task. But to hear him talk, he doesn't seem intimidated. But I'm sure on the inside there's a little something else going on. But what is your background in football? How has that benefited you, or how has the transition been for you?
You know, football is the one sport that I would say, you know what I'm saying, is real similar to pro wrestling. I mean, why? Because, first of all, I was an offensive lineman, so I pretty much wrestled every play against a defensive lineman, you know? So that pretty much helps me a lot. And another thing that helps me, my football days, I wasn't just a fat, slow, typical offensive lineman. I was kind of like that hybrid. I was the smallest guy, and I was pretty much quicker than everybody else. So I used that to help me out a lot in the football world, and taking that over to the wrestling world. I mean, a lot of people don't see a guy 300 pounds that moves the way I move. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, hopefully that helps me out against Murder One. I mean, I hear you saying he's not nervous, but I'm sure when the hundreds of fans that's out there start chanting Moose, 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 I'm sure he'll be shaking his boots.
Yeah, did you say you were the smallest guy?
Typically, every team I played for in the NFL days, I was the smallest guy, offensive lineman. And that's all four teams I played for, I was the smallest guy on the offensive line.
And when you say you were the smallest, can you tell us, just for those who don't know, your current size?
I'm 6'5", 300 pounds.
Good grief.
And I was the smallest guy, so.
Why did you decide to get into wrestling after football?
Oh, man. I was a huge wrestling. I mean, I've always been a big wrestling mark since I was, 7 years old. I mean, I was one of those guys who always ordered the WrestleManias, who always ordered the Starcades, who always ordered the SummerSlams, Bash at the Beach, any single wrestling event there was, I always ordered it. And my peers always looked at me like, oh, this guy likes wrestling, what the heck? And I always knew if football didn't work out, I was going to start my path to wrestling. But, I mean, I was lucky I got drafted. I mean, you don't plan that, you know? I wasn't one of those guys who was like, oh, when I'm done with college, I want to be a pro football player. I was more like, when I'm done with college, I want to be a pro wrestler. And football kind of like slowed my whole path to wrestling down, you know?
So is there anyone you pattern yourself after in terms of your pro wrestling style?
Yeah, there's a couple of people I watch. I say the biggest now that, first of all, to say I'm the biggest Ric Flair mark out there. Like, I've watched maybe probably 80%, 90% of his matches, I've watched them. So he's my all-time favorite. But obviously, I'm too big to pattern myself after Ric Flair. But it's some stuff I do take from him that where I'll wrestle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to throw a chop in every now and then in my matches just to, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a big Ric Flair mark. But right now, I try to take a lot of stuff from Brock Lesnar. I'm a big fan of his. Back in the day, Goldberg, I'm a big fan of his. I think those two guys at this point, if you combine them two together, I try to pattern myself after them.
And Moose, for the football fans that may be listening, is there anybody from your playing days that you'd like to see in the ring across from you?
Yeah, definitely. I did an interview about 2 weeks ago with the Falcons, and he asked me the same question. And somebody I would love to see in the ring is definitely Roddy White. And the reason why, because I actually played with Roddy for 4 years when I was with the Falcons. And every training camp, I used to see this guy during practice fight one of the defensive backs and some of the moves he would do to them, slamming them, taking them down. I was like, wow, this guy could be an awesome wrestler. So if I was to get in the ring with a football player, I would like to get in the ring with Roddy. Roddy White, number 84 of the Falcons.
And as far as wrestlers go, who would you like to get in the ring with as far as current pro wrestlers?
You talking about in the feds or, like, who's made it in the WWE, TNA?
Well, let's say local or fed.
In the feds, I'll say right now, if I could have a dream match with a guy in the WWE, I would say Brock Lesnar. Because, honestly, and I'm not trying to be cocky or – I'm a big fan of Brock Lesnar. But I honestly think I could – he's the most athletic guy that I've seen at that size, and I think I'm 10 times more athletic than him. So I would like to see myself match up in the ring with him.
And how about more immediately, like on the local Georgia level? You know,
on the local Georgia level,
huh?
Let me see. Cody Hall was one of them, but I've had a match. I had a match with him, which was a real good match. You could see it on YouTube. I know his dad posted. Hasla posted a matchup, and I've done the same. If you follow me on my YouTube channel, Quinn Ojanaga, you'll be able to see that match. But Cody Hall was one person I had loved at that time, would love to have a match with, but I've worked him already. And I think we're supposed to be working each other again on November 9th at Southern Fries Championship. But locally, there's a lot of names out there, man. I mean, I can't really think of one guy I would like to have a match with right now because all the big-name guys I pretty much already worked, like guys like A.R. Fox, UR Nation, Jonathan Gresham. I mean, I've worked these guys before, so.
Well, when I think about your size, I think of Jeter.
Or A.J. Steele.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of A.J. Steele. I know he's tag partners, if I'm not mistaken, on Murder One, right?
He is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would be a good match. I mean, I don't know if he's my size, but I think he's a little smaller. But, I mean, I have never met him, so.
But, what about Jeter?
I haven't heard of him, no disrespect. I mean, I'm sure he's a great talent.
He's the current Anarchy champion and UIW champion, I do believe. So he's...
Oh.
He's getting quite a bit of notoriety around the state.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely look him up after this interview. I mean, I'm down to work anybody. I was told by a good buddy of mine, Navy. I know you run a show, Montrosity, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I would love to get on that show. I mean, I'm willing to work anybody. I mean, I guess to answer that question, I would love to work anybody in the Georgia region, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about Darkmon, as he is commonly known these days.
Yeah. change the gimmicks. Yeah, I know him as Navy, but I guess he changed his whole gimmick to Darkmon, the evil. I've worked him a couple of times. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to, have a match against him at Montrosity. Let's see if we can set that up.
That would be Professor Morte, but maybe Dragula can help if he's still going to call in. He's in Monstrosity as well.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a great match. Actually, if you'd like, we can bring Dragula on now. If you want to talk to him a little bit.
That's cool.
Hello, Dragula.
Hello.
I know
it took so long for me to get on the phone, but I had to wait until the sun went down.
It's all right. Our other guy, who was scheduled for later, called in early, so everything got switched around. But he was just talking about he just kind of issued a challenge to Darkmon. You've been in the ring with Darkmon, Dragula. What would you say to Moose Ojanaka about that?
He is so big.
Oh man!
Scared.
If you think he's big, then I don't know what you're gonna say about me.
Well, I've seen pictures of you, big boy, and you're a big, scary black man too.
That's our Dracula.
Yeah. But I'm right. Telling these guys, Dracula, I'm trying to have, I would love to have a match with Dark Mon at Montrosity. So let's see what you could do if you could set it up.
Well, last time we got in the ring, he tried to set me on fire.
He pulled out one of his fangs, too.
He did. He ripped out one of my fangs, that big brute.
That sounds like Dark Mon.
All right.
I thought it was very disrespectful.
Well, I'll tell you that. I hope he doesn't try that with me, because the saying I say is he would know what the true meaning of when they say a nation has fallen.
Well, if you're there to kick Darkman's butt, I'll stay in your corner.
Well, let's do it. Set it up. And
I'll hide right behind you.
Let's set it up.
Jeez, I'm getting jealous over here.
All right. Dragula, can you give Professor Morte a call real quick, and then we can bring you back on when we're in about 10 minutes?
Sure. I'm just getting on my makeup for tonight's festivities anyway.
Okay. Well, we're going to finish up with Moose, and then we'll bring you back on.
All right.
So I just call back in, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, give Morte a call and let him know Moose has a challenge and see what he says.
I'll see what we can put together.
All right, thanks. All right, so, Moose, do you have any other matches scheduled in the near future? You mentioned Southern Fried Championship Wrestling and the show this Thursday at Wild Bill's.
Yeah, my schedule is kind of hectic. So, this Thursday I'm at Wild Bill's. Then Sunday I'm flying down to Canada. I got I'm staying there with a week training with Scott DeMore. And then I'm working two shows in Canada, one on the 19th and one on the 20th. And I fly back down to Georgia, and I'm working at Southern Fried Championship that Saturday. I believe that's the 26th. And in November, I have a show the first weekend in November in North Carolina. Then I'm working Cody at Southern Fried Championship again on the 9th. And then I'm going back to North Carolina the following week, the next weekend, which I believe is the 13th or 14th or something. I don't know the date, but I'm every Saturday from now on, I think I'm booked, if I'm not mistaken.
Where did you say you and Cody wrestled previously?
Oh, we actually wrestled here at WWA4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're going to train with Scott DeMore, but your training so far has been with Mr. Hughes, right?
Yeah, with Mr. Hughes, yeah. I mean, I'm one of those guys, I try to go around to see what I can learn from different guys, you know. So
yeah.
I'm just not stuck to one mind frame of learning pro wrestling. So, I mean, I'm going to Canada to train with Scott DeMore, which I've done before, and I picked up some stuff, and now I'm going back to see if I could be a sponge and soak up some more knowledge, you know.
How long have you been training so far?
For about a year now, since November. November will make it a year.
Okay.
And I've had about 40 matches, so I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they put on those shows every Thursday. Are you usually part of those shows at WWE?
Yeah, I've been working every show that they've had here every Thursday since February, I believe. With that, plus the shows I'm doing outside of here. So I think I'm up to a little bit over 40 shows now I've done.
All right.
From your experience so far, what stands out is what you've learned not to do? Like, that was really, like, wrong.
You never talk bad about another worker. I mean, that's the number one rule, I guess. I see people do it all the time, and I'm disgusted by it. Like, my whole thing, you could learn something from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, whatever. You can learn something from everybody. You never talk bad about another worker. If you don't like their style, that's their style. I mean, everybody has a different style in this business. That's the fun part about it.
All right. Well, that sounds like pretty good advice. Well, I guess we need to get Dragula back on in a few minutes. I know you said you had other things going on tonight, Moose, so I appreciate you calling.
No problem. Anytime.
Johnny or Larry, either of you have anything else for Moose before we let him go?
No, that was interesting. I wish you well in your career around Georgia. I hope you get around and work some, you know, different promotions. Get out there and get yourself some different types of experiences.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And, Moose, just to give your opponents a heads up, because they may need it, what's the big move you lay everybody out with?
Oh, I have two of them. One of them is a TKO, which I call the fall of a nation. And the second move is a variation of the GTS by Kenta and CM Punk, which I call Night Night.
I bet.
Well, I can imagine.
I'm actually thinking about changing the name to Ambien, but I don't know. Y'all let me know. Which y'all
Ambien.
Like better, Night Night or Ambien?
Ambien.
All right.
Ambien sounds
I think
good.
That's it then. Ambien.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess you can see Moose this Thursday and then every other Thursday at WWE4, and he gave a rundown of everywhere else you can see him in the next 2 months. So, check him out if you get a chance, and thanks for calling us.
Yeah, follow me on Facebook, or friend me on Facebook, Moose Ojinaka, and follow me on Twitter, Moose Nation 69.
All right. Well, we will talk to you later, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess we're going to take a quick commercial break. Larry, did you want to stick around for Dragula's interview?
Oh, I wouldn't dream of missing it.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll hear once again from Dragula.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And while we await Dragula's return, I want to mention that if you go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com between now and Wednesday, there is a contest to win passes to Machete Kills screening on Wednesday night at Midtown Art Cinema. So go check that out. There are still a few passes available. The trivia question for the passes is simple. It's, Machete is Danny Trejo. He's been in lots of movies with pro wrestlers, so all you got to do is name a movie that he's been in with a wrestler and the wrestler that he was in the movie with. Go ahead, Larry.
No, maybe I spaced on it, but is Miss Rachel still part of the commercial segment?
No, she hasn't been since we got the new ones, basically after PCW's shows at Academy ended, we never got a new PCW ad.
Okay. Because her verbal skills have improved quite a bit since she did that spot for that first show, which wasn't very good. But, it wasn't. But, I mean, like she was at the roast Saturday night and did a segment there during the roast, and I would say she's come quite a long ways with her verbal skills. Which the whole thing was quite hilarious, I must say.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I missed it, but I had other things going on that night, unfortunately. It's the first Sacred Ground I haven't been to.
Yeah, you would have enjoyed it, but I know you had a monstrosity that night, right?
I was at Monstrosity during the day, and then I stayed at Six Flags. The Casket Creatures performed, and Captain Stab Tuggo blew fire, and there were roller coasters.
Oh, wait a minute, who?
Captain Stab Tuggo. He's a local sideshow carny guy. He's been on America's Got Talent a few times. He's a source. I think he holds the Guinness World Record for sword swallowing now.
Swallowed
the most swords at one time, which Dragula might find interesting. And
I can't imagine why.
He was performing in Metropolis. He was blowing fireballs and things, and there was a snake lady. There was a whole little freak show thing that you walk through getting on the Superman ride. So, by the time I got to Porterdale from there, the show would have already been started, and it would have been too difficult. But I mean, it sounds like even if I got there an hour late, there still would have been plenty to see.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Not sure where Dragula is now, but hopefully we'll get him back. In the meantime, what's this weekend of note, Larry?
Well, I'm going to be heading out of the state. I miss Tennessee wrestling when I don't get to see it, every now and then, so going to be heading up to Millersville, Tennessee, and taking an NWA Saw with my Perception is Reality co-host, or one of them, Trent Van Dries. So I'm going to check out some Tennessee wrestling. Crimson will be there, Luke Gallows, Chris Michaels, Josephus Brody, Chase Stevens. They've got a really good crew up there now. It's a good show.
What is the situation with the tag titles? Because we had the Washington Bullets on a couple weeks ago, and they said that they kind of were suspend or in limbo?
That is a good question, and I need to bone up on that before I go up there. It's been Plunkett and Haskins have been feuding with other folks over the titles, and I don't know if they have the titles in the as the Untouchables, and I don't know if they have them now or not.
I thought the Bullets were the champions, but then they said they had some scheduling conflicts, so I don't know if they just...
No, they're not.
I was, okay.
Yeah, they're definitely not, but I'm just not sure who's got them now, if the Untouchables do or if they've lost them to someone else.
All right. Dragula, if you're listening, we're ready for you now.
And also this weekend, if I may, on Sunday, the next Pro Wrestling Resurrection show in Gainesville, that's where I'll be, teaming with Matt Sells and Kevin Ballinger against the fraternity of Brian Blaze, Marco, and Jeter. It's also going to be a four-woman elimination match with Aja Pereira, Grundy, Nina Monet, and Dementia DeRose, and more.
How have those shows been since they relocated and everything?
You know, it's funny. I'd say that arguably the quality of the shows has gotten better. The talent roster has gotten better. I'll go ahead and say it. We cut some dead weight. But, you know, we still need support from the crowd. We could always use more people showing up. They call it Pro Wrestling Resurrection for a reason. We're coming back to life. We just need the people to get behind us. It's a good family show, good action, and just trying to build that momentum, you know?
Yeah.
You're saying that you cut some dead weight up there?
Yeah, without getting too political, there were certain members of the roster that didn't want to be there anymore, and they've been gone for a couple months, and it's time for people to step up, and if they want to move up, take the places they left behind.
Oh, you mean like Chris Damian?
Yeah, you said it, Larry.
Oh, I hit it on the head. Well, how do you like that?
But, you know, not to stir any pots, you know, if you don't want
to
be
stir any pots at all. I hear that he's quite a good trainer.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Back to you, Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Laugh. I mean, is he not a good trainer? I've heard that he's a good trainer.
He was not my trainer, so I cannot personally comment.
All right, understood. Where's this Dragula guy? Is he coming back or what?
I hope so. I mean,
he may be tied up somewhere right now, not to speculate. So, Jonathan, how's the monstrosity been going anyhow?
They've been very entertaining. The crowds this past weekend were, let's see, the larger crowds the first weekend were the smaller crowds this past weekend as far as number of people. Dragula can tell you. Welcome back, Dragula.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Could I ask a small question?
Of course.
Yes.
What was the name of that last caller?
Moose Ojinaka.
Moose. Why do you suppose they call him Moose? I bet that's an interesting story.
I wish we had asked him now.
Oh, we should have.
He's a big guy.
I would like to know.
Perhaps you can ask him in person.
I'm not so sure that I might.
Well, Johnny Danger, your tag team partner sometimes, was just asking how MCW has been doing at Six Flags. What are your thoughts, Dragula?
Plenty of eye candy.
You've gone over well as the face of MCW.
Yes. The crowds have been responding to me very well. I've been finding myself up against the Wolfman once again, and myself and the Nature Boy. We've been prancing about, running over roughshod over the Wolfmen every time they come out there. But the shows, they're wonderful.
So those stinky dogs have been misbehaving again, huh?
They always do. They're always wetting on the floor, marking their territory.
Yeah, you just got to rub their noses in it every so often, show them who's boss.
Give them a little pat on the bottom.
There you go.
A little smack with the newspaper.
Just the newspaper?
Just the newspaper.
Johnny, you've missed it. There have been a couple of new wolfmen emerge. There was the East Atlanta wolfman, who was a black hipster. And who's the other one? The Chattanooga wolfman.
Chattanooga wolfman. The East Atlanta wolfman reminded me of an episode of Sanford and Son.
Yeah, I saw that myself. I was surprised that the Kentucky wolfman was okay with that, if you know what I mean.
Yes, well, I stay up late at night watching TV Land.
So we've got wolfmen roaming around on Flat Shoals Road now?
Oh, you see lots of
wherever
beards.
They roam around.
Yes, you do. Well, I haven't seen wolfmen. I've seen lots of ironic beards and black rimmed glasses and things like that. And so he fit the bill.
I think I'd rather see the wolfmen.
Jonathan, you know, I've not been out to Monstrosity at Six Flags. Are these family shows?
They are. So
okay.
Dragula does have to tone it down a little bit there, and the Wolfmen are doing their best to keep it PG.
That's what I was kind of wondering about that with Dragula, how that was working out up there.
I beg to differ. I'm the star of the show. Are you kidding me?
The kids love
it. If Liberace can be on television for 30 years in the 80s, why can't I?
No, I was just questioning whether it was really a kid kind of thing that you're doing, you know.
I see. I'm just being myself.
Oh, the kids love Dragula. Come on.
He's performed in front of kids at the Art BQ and the Monster Bash, and for some reason they always love him.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like, one, two. The children
love your cereal,
that.
By the way.
Yes, children love that.
Well, Dragula, you've what do you have coming up this weekend? Will you be back at NCW?
Oh, my gosh. More of the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, yes, yes. We'll be out there at the Axis Stadium. I'll be spanking some more wolfmen, much to the delight of the crowd. And then I believe we have another show at the Famous Pub coming up. What's that? November the 9th, yes. That'll be another one of our shows. But, yes, if you're out at the Six Flags trolling about there, Larry Goodman, you naughty boy, you can show up there and I'll maybe give you a little spanking as well.
Okay.
But I was
you're
curious.
You're not
really
my type, but I'll make an exception.
I was curious of your availability this weekend, given that it's also Pride Weekend in Atlanta.
Oh, my God, is it Pride Weekend already? Oh, no, sorry. Goodman, I'm going to have to place your spanking on hold. I have to go down and be the monster of Midtown and terrorize those little boys.
Okay, well, I will take a rain check on that then.
Would you like to go? I'll take you.
No, thanks. I'll just take a rain check.
I will rise at midday and stay risen until Pride is over.
You know, I really just don't even want to think about that.
Oh, it'll be fun. We'll have Bloody Marys along Peachtree Street.
Larry, I'd love to read your review on that, man.
Larry, I don't think you've ever seen Dragula in action, have you?
No, I have not seen Dragula in action. And
how
after
you?
This interview, I do not know if I wish to see Dragula in action.
How
or you have
you,
to.
Larry Goodman? I hear there's an open bar.
Well, do you have any questions for Dragula, Larry?
I think my questions have been answered.
You don't have any serious, hard-hitting, serious questions for
not
Dragula?
Not
yes.
Time.
Hit
no.
me hard with your
I,
serious
I, no,
questions.
No, no,
no. No, do it, man. I beg of you. You're a tiny little thing. I'll set your hair on fire, twirl you like a baton.
I've never seen Goodman speechless before.
You have now.
Except when he, when he's talking about a Matt Sells match.
I've seen it. All that or a stand-up comedy. That's the only laugh you'll get.
Damn. Just damn.
Where's Ron Simmons when you need him?
Who?
Well, Dragula, for those who haven't seen you, such as Larry, how would you describe yourself, your ring style?
Pretty in pink.
That is pretty accurate. Johnny Danger, you've been in the ring with and against him. What do you have to say about Dragula?
I prefer to stay with and not against.
Oh, I think you like that too.
Wait, what are you trying to say there? All I'm saying is Dragula, he's fast, he's hard-hitting. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said hard-hitting.
You did.
Said that at all.
I'm kind of finding myself speechless right now.
As I've warned you in the past, Johnny Danger, you should watch your language.
I apologize, good sir.
It's all good. It's all right.
Joe, when I make my return to Monstrosity, I would certainly not be adverse to teaming up again.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. You have such big feet. And you know what they say about men with big feet?
No, what do they say?
They have big socks.
The biggest.
They wear large shoes.
Very large.
Indeed.
All right, well, Dragula, you've had lots of dealings with the various Wolfmen. Is there anyone else that you would like to square off against in the ring?
You know, Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, in my opinion, lacks eye candy. So maybe if you could get one of those Andrew Christian models to come in and do something for us, that would certainly make me happy.
Tell us a little bit about your training and background in wrestling. You obviously are no stranger to the hardcore matches because you've been brawling all over Axis Arena. But
I have noticed that every match I seem to break a nail, but fortunately they grow right back almost instantly. But as far as training goes, you know, over the course of 400 years in Mansylvania, you pick up a thing or two.
Yeah? Is there anyone in particular that you've picked up some important knowledge from? Or
no one that I could tell in public.
All right, well,
what would you say to what would you say to the aspiring glampires growing up today?
Glampire, I like
that.
What
would I say to them? What would I say to an aspiring glampire? I would say have plenty of glitter on hand. You never want to run out of glitter.
And that's true. You know, after I team with Dragula, I'm finding glitter in the bed for weeks, and he wasn't even in there.
Well, you don't know I was in there. You all sleep.
You know who had glitter on his face the other day that I thought was strange was Ox, the ring guy.
That's not strange at all.
He claimed he claimed he had no contact with Dragula, though.
Whatever, he seems like the type to be peering in through a window. You say his name is Ox. Why do you suppose they call him?
Ox, moose. There's a theme tonight.
Horse.
Hey, who are you calling a whore?
Horse.
Horse. I get it. Okay.
horse, moose, ox.
So I heard Dracula got kicked off the Batman ride. What happened?
That was embarrassing. First of all, I wear that outfit everywhere I go. And then I go and get on the Batman ride, and they're like, where's your clothing? I'm like, this is my clothing. So I was asked to get off the Batman ride. I think they're just jealous of it because my cape is prettier than Batman's.
Yeah.
I would have to agree.
You at least made it into the Batcave before they kicked you off, right?
I always make it into the Batcave.
Just ask Robin.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I haven't been able to catch up with him yet, but mind you, if I do, I'll teach him a thing or two.
I'm sure you will.
You have a favorite, Robin? There have been a few.
Oh, who's the one that had little teeth on his outfit? Who was that?
Chris O'Donnell?
Chris, oh my God. Oh, he's so beautiful. Oh my stars. Oh,
Jonathan, you touched a nerve here or something.
I didn't touch anything. This is all on the phone.
Are you touching his nerve?
In 400 years, Chris O'Donnell. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you counting?
One after another.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Oh, don't.
But yes. Who's another? I like that. Orlando Bloom. He's quite precious. Oh, yes. Yes, Orlando Bloom. Yes.
Dracula, this is a dangerous question, but how do you? What do you do when you're not wrestling?
What do I do when I'm not wrestling?
What are your other interests besides pro wrestling?
I go out. And I go out and about, Mr. Goodman, out and about, at night, midtown, see what kind of trouble I can get into. And I do find trouble, mostly in the bushes.
Now, do you get into trouble, or does trouble get into you?
Oh, no.
Now, you watch your language, young man.
I apologize.
Yes, you should apologize. I am a proper glampire. I won't be putting out all my dirty laundry just for you to laugh at.
I can't help myself around you. You know that.
Mm-hmm, yes, well. Oh, boy.
Dracula, what's been your favorite part of wrestling in Gotham City?
What's been my favorite part of wrestling in Gotham City? Well, they didn't put in the zip line that I wanted. That's been a bit of a disappointment. I don't know, maybe watching the guys get dressed in the locker room, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yes.
I don't understand why people don't take wrestling seriously.
Scratch my eyes out, yes. Some of them I could just scratch my eyes out too, yes. Those zombies with their parts falling off everywhere. Never know what you might trip over. A moose, a horse, an ox.
There was a zombie junkyard dog over the weekend, too.
Chocolate breaks me out. Everyone knows that.
But you're okay with zombies.
I was afraid to get close to him. He had a rusty chain. I thought I might get tetanus.
Jonathan, did the Wolfman Junkyard dog, did he do the big thump?
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
He did, and luckily nothing fell off. All right, Dracula. Well, I guess we'll let you go.
Well, thank you. I have business to attend to, as usual. I'm a very, very busy, busy glampire.
Well, we appreciate you calling, and we'll see you, some of us will see you at Six Flags for the next, what's left, 3 weekends?
Yes, for the next 3 weekends. And please bring my glitter sunscreen. And see to it that I get my zip line. And see to it that I get on the Batman ride. And see to it that I have an 18-year-old blonde-headed boy. Never mind.
You listen, Six Flags, make it happen.
Yeah, just read my rider. Why do they call it a rider, do you suppose?
No way, I'm leaving that one alone.
Why do you call him moose? Or ox? Or horse? Oh, Larry, why are you the good man?
Uh-oh.
Is that a nickname? Good man?
Yeah, they're hard to find.
Yeah.
I just wonder, sitting and contemplate these things.
All right, well, we'll let you go contemplate. Unless Larry,
life,
you have
liberty,
something?
And the pursuit of happiness. If you folks want to see me, catch me at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling at the famous pub coming up November the 9th. No, I'm going to be a gay pride. Yes, I'll be downtown Midtown. Yes, Peachtree Street. I might be on a float. I might be. Well, you just never know.
All right. Well, have a good week and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Ta-ta for now, Jonathan. Mwah. Smooches.
That just happened.
It did.
You okay, Larry?
Oh, boy. You got to love pro wrestling, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So, before we go, Anarchy is this Saturday, I believe, and that's leading into their big show. Do you know what they have scheduled for this Saturday, Larry?
You know I did, but it's completely gone out of my mind at this point.
Well, let me check. I'll check your post on gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com.
Bullets versus Vane and Chase, I think, is one.
Yeah.
Or no, that's Bullets. Elite. That's Elite.
Yes.
Excuse me. See, I'm all fucked.
Vane and Chase against Unforgivable Blackness. Jeter defends his title against Steven Walters, which is a clash of styles. It sounds very interesting. Strychnine and Azrael team up against Alabama Attitude. Lots of great matches. And then what else is there? Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. Is that Big Wood show or is that a different one? It's in North Carolina.
He's been running some up in Carolina. It could be his.
Okay. Pro Wrestling Resurrection, as we mentioned. Guess it's a relatively slow weekend in wrestling, aside from those shows. NWA.
I'll put a plug in for the following week. Friday night is APW's Big Fall show.
Do you know what they have plan for that?
It's Vane versus Strychnine, I believe, in the main.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah.
Strychnine, the commissioner.
Right. They had a little problem there. I believe it's Vane and Strychnine in the main.
All right. And then NW Atlanta is also this Saturday, and they have a big show coming up on the 26th. Is that the same night as Fright Night?
It is, yes.
So that's a big weekend. All right. Well, I guess that's it. We'll be back next week, and I don't remember, so we'll just have to let you know who the guests are going to be later. But tonight was an interesting show, and I appreciate you calling in, Larry.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if I – well, anyway, never mind.
All right, well, we'll be back next Monday at 7, and go see some wrestling this weekend and let us know what you see.
Will do.
Listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.